Today's Mishnah is our Masech Teshvias, Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid. So continuing to discuss the laws of Shvias, and really a new halach. So the Mishnah is going to discuss whether it's okay for a person to rent a field on Shvias, where the lease is going to go into effect for the year after Shvias. So a person wants a field to be able to work on for the eighth year, so to speak, in the Shemitah cycle. But he wants to prepare himself. This year he's off. It's a good time to make his achunas for the following year. So he knows someone that has a field. He goes over to him and he says, Rabbi, can we sign an arrangement where I'm going to take your field, I'm going to work on it, I'm going to be an aris, a chayker, whatever the exact nature of the lease is going to be, it's not important for this Mishnah. But the point is that on the seventh year, during the Shemitah year, he tells this person, this balabas, I want to work out some sort of arrangements like this the year after Shemitah, I'm going to be able to work the field. Our Mishnah is going to discuss whether this is okay, whether it's not okay. Now, why would it not be okay? Again, Shemitah sounds very scary, but there are only specific things that you're not allowed to do. But whatever the Torah or Chazal didn't prohibit you from doing, you're allowed to do. The land has to rest. You don't have to rest. So Lechura, on Shemitah, it, in theory, should be okay. The reason it wasn't so posh, and the reason it's a Mishnah in Shisha Sidra Mishnah, is because the way these fields used to be presented, if somebody would lease a field, is it was presented already plowed. And because it was presented plowed, if you're going to now engage in this lease agreement during the Shemitah year, albeit to have the field delivered, there is a chance that the owner of the field is going to go and he's going to plow this field on Shemitah. And if he plows the field on Shemitah, so then you're going to have caused him to plow it. So if that's the case, maybe it shouldn't be mutter, because maybe this person that you're now talking to is, because of this business contract that he just signed, going to end up being chayrish on Shvias. You will have been goyrim that. So maybe that would be a problem. Look to Hilgi Mishnah. Chaykrin nirim min ha'ovdei kechavim b'shvias. A person is allowed to rent a plowed field from an ovdei kechavim on Shvias, even though it's possible that you're going to cause the goy to plow the field on Shvias. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because a non-Jew, an Eino Yehudi, doesn't have to keep Shvias. A Yid has to keep Shvias, not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And as a result, it's obviously not something that a B'nai Noach has to keep, so it's not going to be a problem. Now, the truth is, it's not that Pashat. The reason it's not that Pashat is because we know there's a Halach of Amir La'akl. Now, Amir La'akl is a Sifkot, it's a Sugya in Masech de Shabbos. But the sugya of Amir La'akim is not exclusive to Shabbos. The halachas of Amir La'akim is really true for every single Isser in the Torah that it would be applicable to. Meaning, wherever it could be Nogeya, it would be Nogeya. So, just like I can't tell a guy to do Malacha for me on Shabbos, I can't tell a guy to do Malacha for me on Shvias. So really, when we say Chaykrin Nirim in Ha'ivdei Kechavim B'Shvias, as much as it's like, of course, why would you think not? The Hochshash is that the Balabas is going to plow, he's a guy, so let him plow. No, it's not so simple, because you could have thought that maybe this is Amir Lakum. The Teretz is, it's not Amir Lakum. Why? Because he never told them to plow. And just like we know, on Shabbos, Amir Lakum, if you don't tell it to him, it's Biramiza, Adaita Denavshe, ask your local rabbi. But there's a whole bunch of different boxes that need to be checked off in order for somebody to really qualify as Amir Lakum. In that same vein, this is going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah, Avoloi Yisrael. However, you're not allowed to rent a field from a Yisrael, and the Mefarshim speak out, that's Choshen on Shvias. Meaning, if the Yisrael is not Choshen on Shvias, you don't have to worry about it. However, Yisrael that's Choshen on Shvias, he's someone that you have to be suspicious for whatever reason, that maybe he's not careful in the laws of Shvias. From such a person, you would not be able to rent a field, because you have to be concerned that maybe you're going to cause him to suddenly plan on Shvias. Another Allah. If you see a Nachri, you see an Eina Yehudi, he's working his field, you're walking by, you see him, you're allowed to be machzik yadav. So what does it mean to be machzik yadav? Zok deheilege rav. In matzoi chayresh, if you see this person plowing, yachal oimela, you can tell him, yeyashikaychacha. You can say something along those lines. So it's interesting. Today, those that say, yeyashikaychacha, yashikaych is a way of saying thank you. But really, the literal translation of the word yeyashikaychacha is, you're telling him you should have strength. You're working in the fields, asubin koiches, right? Yeyashikaychacha. So you're being machzik yadav, you're giving him a bracha. So you're allowed to do it. Avaloy de Yisrael, you can't do it to Yisrael chashud. Why? Because you're empowering him. You're almost giving him a hashkacha on what it is he's doing. What he's doing is the worst thing in the world. So how you let it even be machzik yadav? So even though the gentleman thing to do would be to say, yeyashikaychacha, Bracha, but if he's a Yisrael Chashan and he's working on Shvias, it's not something you're allowed to do. The Mishnah concludes, Me Inyan Le Inyan, a Shtikl Ba'isa Inyan, and that is as it relates to being Machzik Yadav of a Oivde Kechavim, says the Mishnah, V'shayal and V'shloima, if you see an Ein Yehudi, you're allowed to tell him, Shalom Aleichem, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because of Darkei Shalom. Now, this has nothing to do with Shemitah. You're certainly allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to an Ein Yehudi during the Shemitah year. The Rav says, the Chiddush is, V'afilu B'yom Chagam. Even if this is on one of the Yomim Toivim, also known as the Yom Edom of the Ovdei Kechavim. And really, the background to this one line is the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah, where it's mavur that on the days of the pagan holidays, so the Ovdei Kechavim, Umazalois, they used to take every little thing that happened to them very, very seriously. And if anything good happened, they would go to their Beis Avodah Zarah, and they would bring Karbonois, and they would be Menasech Yayin, and they would do things to show Hakaras HaToy for this very good thing that happened. If a Jew passes him in the street and says, Shalom Aleichem, first of all, Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a serious bracha if you misbain it a little bit what the word Shalom Aleichem means. So there is a concern that maybe this person is going to take it so seriously. He's going to end up being Meshabeach, his Avodah Zarah. You will have been over, Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshol, and V'Shem Elim Acherim Leisaskirim, etc. Again, the background to the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and therefore you would have thought maybe it's a problem. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, you're allowed to, and the reason is, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Mishnah Dalet. Hamedel Bezeisen. Somebody had an olive tree, and the branches of the olive tree were very dense. So he wanted to cut them a little bit, so like this, they would have a little bit more breathing space. Now, to do that on Shemitah is not okay. Why not? Because you're working the field. And that's something that you're not allowed to do, maybe even midday raisa, but certainly not something you're allowed to do. However, if this person wants to be medel b'zeisim a little bit, and the reason he's doing it is not because he's trying to improve the tree, but rather the reason he's doing it is because he actually wants the zeisim for himself. So in certain instances, that's going to be okay, and that's the topic of our Mishnah. So medel b'zeisim, somebody that's thinning out his olive tree, and the reason he's thinning it is not to improve the tree. The reason he's doing it is because he actually wants the eitzim. B'shamei says yogun. B'shamei says you can do it in certain situations, but only yogai, meaning you can't take the branch completely out of the tree. You have to leave a little bit of room. Beisul says yisharish. No, you could even uproot it completely. Umaydim, Bisham Beisul both agree. Bimachlik, that if you're not being medel bezeisim, you're being machlik bezeisim, atche yogim. Then you're not allowed to be masharish, then you're only allowed to be yom. So the Mishnah says, Ezo medel, what is the definition of medel? Echadeshnai, you're taking one or two branches. Hamachlik, what does it mean to be machlik? Shloisha zebetzadze, that's if you're taking three. So if you're taking one or two, you're only medel. So the Beisul was medel, they said, you could even be yesharish if you're taking three already. So again, this is all because it looks not good. And therefore, even Beisul would be machmir, Beisul would say you can only be make medvar mamurim. The Mishnah says, the only time we're even having this conversation is if you're pulling eitzim out of your own zayas tree. Avo mitoich shal chavera, but if you're not doing it out of your own, but rather you're doing it from your friends, afa machlik yesharish, even if you're being machlik, you can be mesharish, it's not going to be a problem. And what's the reason that it's not going to be a problem? Because at the end of the day, you're not probably really working your friend's field. And as a result, no one's going to have a bechayshid you of doing that, and it's not going to be a problem.